This is Steve Sherlock with podcast number 19 for Franklin Matters. This week we'll focus on the four things you should know about what happened this week in Franklin. In the prior two sessions, we spent time listening to Assistant Superintendent Maureen Sebelinski as she was interviewed by the school committee during their meeting Tuesday, October 14th. In podcast number 17, Maureen told her life story, how she started teaching in New York City, moved to the Buffalo area, to Rockaway, New Jersey, and then finally to Franklin. She reviewed her resume in detail, showing how she was prepared to cover all aspects of the superintendent's role in the course of her development. In podcast 18, we listened to the same meeting following that presentation by Maureen as the school committee did follow-up questions, getting into a discussion to clarify her goals, objectives, and the vision for Franklin Schools. If you haven't listened to those two yet, I strongly encourage you to go back and do so at some point in time. All the podcasts can be found within the Important Links section. On the right-hand column, there's a Franklin Matters podcast link, and clicking on that will bring you to all the podcasts that have been published in the series, with the oldest or the newest on top, the oldest on the bottom. So by that, with that as an intro, the first thing this time is that you should know that the school committee meeting on October 28th did vote unanimously, 6-0, Matt Kelly was absent, to enter into contract negotiations with Maureen to become the next superintendent of schools for Franklin Public Schools. We should hear in some future meeting about the contract terms and the transition dates and time frames with Wayne Ogden as he is scheduled to step aside on June 30th, 2009. So stay tuned on that front. The second thing you need to know about this week is that the pilot to sell advertising banners in the field house was proposed and accepted at that same school committee on 10/28. During the pilot period, the banner content will need to be reviewed by the superintendent of schools, the high school principal, and the chair of the school committee. Assuming the pilot is approved, the school committee will not need to be part of that review cycle going forward, but just to be safe, to try and work through the pilot, the school committee, as the legislative representative or the elected representative of that trio, school superintendent of schools, high school principal, and the chair of the school committee, those three people will review the content to make sure that it's appropriate. The cost of the banner will be $480 per year, available for a minimum period of 3 months at a prorated cost. So $40 a month would be $120 for the 3 month period. The third thing you should know about this week is that if you are an area parent of school age children, there is a survey on the Franklin School's homepage looking for your input on how to create the calendar for the school year 2010-2011. For example, should the school year begin before Labor Day or after? Your input is welcomed, and the survey will be open through November 24th. The link to the survey will be available on this posting on Franklin Matters. Jeff Roy also created a blog posting on the school committee blog with a link to the survey. So, however you find it, please let your voice be heard. Respond to the survey about the school calendar. And the fourth and final thing you should know this week on the contract front, the police department with Franklin settled their contract with the town. They had been working under an expired contract since June of 2007. This one will cover through June of 2010, so it's a 3-year deal. The new contract gives officers a 2% raise, retroactive to October 2007, a 2.5% raise as of October 2008, and a 3% raise in 2009. And I think those are commensurate with most other market rates that we've seen, whether in the public sector or private sector. That 2.5, 3% in that future period, that's pretty much been the standard. So I think that's acceptable in this case. The other interesting piece is one of the negotiating items was to create some more separation between the sergeant's pay and the regular patrol officers. So the sergeant's pay will increase to 17% above the top patrol officer's salary step in the first year of the contract, an additional percent going to 18 total in the second year, and a third additional percent going to 19 total in the third year. You can get additional info on this as it was reported in both the Milford Daily News and the Franklin Gazette this week. And the link, of course, is available from Franklin Matters. So, those are the four things that you should know about what happened this week. First, that Maureen Sabolinski was indeed selected as the next superintendent of schools. They're entering into contract negotiations. Second thing is advertising banners will be appearing in the Fieldhouse and generating some revenue for Franklin High in particular, Franklin schools overall. Third thing you should know is that the school district is conducting a school survey for parents to get their input on the school calendar. And then the fourth thing is that the police contract was settled this week. So, this podcast has been a public service provided to my fellow Franklin citizen voters by me, Steve Sherlock. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have any questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. That's suresteve@gmail.com. The musical intro and closing is from the PodSafe Music Network, featuring John Schmidt, powerful, exhilarating piano music. I hope you enjoy.